pick up the phone.
It truly is amazing what people will say on the phone when they don't know the feds are listening.
And everybody mask up.
The most famous guest on The Masked Singer ever.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. AMC is killing Eve. The drama starring Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer will end with its upcoming 8-episode fourth season. And by upcoming, I mean it won't debut until 2022 due to a delay in production caused by the pandemic. AMC also revealed that a, quote, number of spinoff ideas are being developed by the show's producer. MTV and Paramount Plus have revealed which 22 OGs will be returning to compete in the Challenge All-Stars and when you can watch. The 9-episode limited series filmed in Argentina's Andes Mountains will debut April 1st on Paramount Plus, and it will feature some who haven't played the game in over two decades. Some of those competing for the $500,000 grand prize are Anissa Ferreira, Ruthie Alcade, Kellyanne Judd, Tech Holmes, four-time winner Daryl Taylor, three-time winner Derek Kosinski, two-time winner Mark Long, and one-time winners Alton Williams, Kelly Cooley, Kendall Shepard, Nehemiah Clark, Cyrus Yarborough, and Yes Duffy. Check out the full list at EW.com. Saturday Night Live has announced two more upcoming hosts. Recent Oscar nominee Daniel Kaluuya will host the April 3rd episode with musical guest St. Vincent. Oscar nominee Carey Mulligan will head to Studio 8H for the April 10th episode with musical guest Kid Cudi. But before that, Maya Rudolph returns to the show as guest host for the March 27th episode with musical guest Jack Harlow. And speaking of SNL, despite what you might have heard, no, Pete Davidson did not get married. That news was spreading after a press release started circulating, announcing that Davidson not only started a production company called Bodega Cats, but that he secretly got married. In a statement to EW, Davidson's attorney said the press release is, quote, completely false, and adds that Davidson has no idea who this person is. We are investigating and considering all legal and equitable remedies. Maybe it's an early April Fool's joke? For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head over to EW.com. All right, let's pass the mic to our top three pick for today. After Sunday's historic Grammy Award ceremony, which, among other milestones, saw Beyoncé become the most awarded woman in Grammy history, the Recording Academy is presenting a new two-hour special on CBS, highlighting the stories behind the songs that have propelled social change. Hosted by Common, a Grammy salute to the sounds of change will feature such artists as Cynthia Erivo, Billy Porter, Leanne Rimes, newly minted Oscar nominee Andra Day, and many more, performing songs that have seen us through the darkest hours and greatest triumphs of the 20th and 21st centuries. Notable performances will include Gladys Knight singing Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, Erivo's interpretation of John Lennon's Imagine, and John Fogerty performing his iconic anti-war anthem, Fortunate Son. Presenters from the worlds of entertainment, art, and activism will also look back at some of the most important Grammy performances and moments in history. It is sure to be a powerful event. Tune in to CBS tonight at 9 to see it. Are you one of the ones who've been watching Generation? The HBO Max dramedy drops two more new episodes tomorrow, but ahead of that, EW's Marcus Jones recently asked star Martha Plimpton what she's been watching.
I just watched I Hate Susie, this British show with Billy Piper, and I completely loved it. I flippin' loved it. It's genius. And it's, I binged it all in one night. And then I also watched this really cool two-part documentary on the Black Church on PBS that I just found incredibly moving. And it really made me, and it made me think of all the ways in which, the Black Church has influenced American life and changed American life. And it was really moving. And then I saw Judas and the Black Messiah, and that movie destroyed me. It was so good, and it was so, just the performances were so honest, and it was, you know, just absolutely beautiful movie, really beautiful movie. I loved it.
Those are some great picks right there. Judas and the Black Messiah just landed 6 Oscar nominations, including Best Supporting Actor for both Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. That movie's now playing in select theaters. You can also stream I Hate Susie on HBO Max and watch PBS's The Black Church for free on YouTube.
Number 2.
Now let's clue you into our number 2 pick, The Masked Singer. We're not sure how tonight's episode can possibly top last week's premiere, which gave us possibly the wildest reveal in Masked Singer history when the snail was revealed to be Kermit the Frog. But you never know. This week will bring the show's first ever wildcard character who could potentially knock another contestant out of the competition. But first, Group B will take the stage with performances by The Piglet, Chameleon, Phoenix, Black Swan, and Grandpa Monster. Who knows, maybe Miss Piggy will be under that piglet mask. Here's a clip from the episode with the panelists trying to guess who the Black Swan might be.
Let me tell you why Ken is oh so wrong. I was getting girl group vibes, yeah. You know? So I was thinking maybe Mel B or Cheryl Cole. But then I saw the 5. So I was thinking, Fifth Harmony, could it be Camila Cabello? Camila Cabello, you know, can sing, and
that's
this girl can
guess.
Sing. She was on X Factor, and there was definitely some drama when
yes.
she was so.
Oh,
that's how it's done.
I think that's
good
really
guess.
Good.
The Masked Singer takes the stage at 8 p.m. on Fox. It's trivia time. Today's question, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, which Irish actor recently appeared at a New York City screening of one of their films to welcome moviegoers back to theaters? Was it Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson, or Pierce Brosnan? Stick around for the answer. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number 1.
Now let's call up our number 1 pick, Operation Varsity Blues. The latest Netflix documentary is a new look at the 2019 college admissions scandal, diving into the methods used by Rick Singer, the man at the center of the shocking story. Matthew Modine plays Singer in recreations of actual wiretapped conversations, alongside interviews detailing how he persuaded his wealthy clients to cheat an educational system already designed to benefit the privileged. Here's a preview.
Hey, Rick.
Hey there.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Rick, I had a question for you.
It's just you and me. Is that kosher?
Absolutely.
I just wanted you to walk me through the whole thing again and how it works.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761 what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own. So I've created this kind of side door in. Because my families want a guarantee.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman may not show up, but this doc goes beyond the headlines to explore a scheme that angered a nation already grappling with the effects of widespread inequality. as EW's Leah Greenblatt wrote in her review, quote, "Most illuminating are the various journalists, attorneys, witnesses, and admissions counselors who testify to the case. In clear, concise soundbites, they outline exactly how the scheme built its blueprint and how wildly some $25 million paid out in bribes between 2011 and 2018, it succeeded. Sounds like our next true crime obsession has arrived. You can stream Operation Varsity Blues on Netflix now. Trivia. And now the answer to today's trivia question. Which Irish actor recently appeared at a New York City screening of one of their films to welcome moviegoers back to theaters? Was it Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson, or Pierce Brosnan? You don't need a very particular set of skills to get this answer. It was Liam Neeson. The actor stopped by a showing of his movie The Marksman at Manhattan's AMC Lincoln Square on March 5th, the first day New York's movie theaters had been open in almost a year. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow. Be sure to rate and review the show, and of course, follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW, and I'm at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.